on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my gosh.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
...is the Novos.
Two...
...and the mics are on.
Now. Hey guys, welcome to Thursday.
Good morning.
Definitely the hardest day so far to get up.
Oh, my God. Really? Struggle Street?
Yeah.
Struggle Street this morning.
Lizzie's filling in for Jay this week. Interesting, Lizzie, I woke up at 10 to 5 this morning and I thought, usually I can hear you up and about in your room,
fussing,
like moving things around and your wardrobe
not this
opening.
Morning.
What time did you get up?
You know what? If I'm in a rush, I can get ready in 10 minutes. So it was like 10 to 5.
It's a real dilemma for a bloke, right? Because I did consider like having to open your door and like saying, Lizzie, shake.
Maybe a quick knock first and straight in.
We'll get the broom, start poking you in your bed.
Hey, get up.
Yeah. Do you sleep like clothed?
Oh, God, you've really put me on
no,
the spot.
No, but that's, like, my biggest thing because I hate when
he doesn't
people
want to. You don't want to see any bits.
Well, housemates have
oh, no, I
there's
do no normally.
There's no threat from me. Yeah, I do as well. I've had walk-ins before where I've been naked and I've been like, you know what, just knock first.
Yeah.
A great, like, you know... A rule to have in life is just knock first, you know?
But especially, you know, with the cold weather, a comfy pair of PJs can't go wrong.
Yeah, you don't sleep naked, do you?
No, I'm not. I feel weird sleeping naked. I don't know
why. Vulnerable.
Yeah,
there's a level of vulnerability.
There is, like, in case of emergency, you need to go somewhere.
And then it's not exciting when you do have your clothes off.
Well, yeah, that's right. You know, I prefer to have, like, sort of boxes, like a nice, comfortable cotton boxer.
How did we get here? Now I'm just imagining all of you naked, and I really didn't think
I'd
start my
morning.
You
don't want to see me naked.
Yeah, me neither.
Maddie from the newsroom, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm all right. Tired, but good.
I won't ask you that question. I feel it's inappropriate. I always feel inappropriate asking, like, a serious journalist really dumb questions like that. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm very respectful.
A cut above us.
Do you wear pajamas to bed, Maddie?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
Yeah. Well, let's leave it anyway. You did it in like a more polite way. Do you sleep naked?
Do you sleep naked, Lizzie? I'm just wondering, asking for a friend.
What friend do you have that's asking that?
Just a friend.
Right. Okay.
Someone wanted to know. Guys, we're playing Lads versus Lasses, Battle of the Sexes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to try my game at that. You know, get some people some points. I'm fingers crossing for the ladies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always. Let's check in with the leaderboard. Lads currently on 43. Lasses are still 47.
Oh, God.
Hey. Still got a long way to go. We have been gaining a little momentum this week.
We have. We need one guy, one girl, 13, 10, 09. On offer today, we have a family pass to Snowtime in the Gardens out at Hunter Valley Gardens, guys.
Oh,
if you want to play, the lines are open. We'll do it after Tate McRae, You Broke Me First at New FM. It's 14 on the coast right now. Good morning.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
That's right. We're playing Lads versus Lasses. Person to get the most right guesses.
Yes. You got it.
Guys, I got the hang of it. I got the hang of it already.
You're nailing this.
I am nailing it. And, Creeper, we're going to meet our contestants this morning.
Yeah, on offer today, we have a family pass to Snowtime in the Gardens at the Hunter Valley Gardens, which is a whole heap of fun.
Oh, my God. You feel like you're in a winter wonderland.
Ooh.
Let's meet our lad up first. Is Rob. He's 43 years of age, currently getting ready for work, you know, getting up and about, and from the Hunter Valley. How you doing, Rob?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Excellent. Good to hear you're up and about. Where in the Hunter Valley are you at?
Singleton.
Singo.
What did you do last night, Rob?
Watch Big Brother.
Oh, how good was it? I can't believe who got kicked off. Denny, gone.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah.
You sound shocked. You sound real shocked.
Hey, Rob, do you think you'd be good on Big Brother?
Nah.
Why not?
Nah. I'm happy to watch it.
Can't be bothered, eh?
Don't want to be part of it.
Too much drama.
Absolutely. Right, let's crack into your questions here. All right, number one for you. Emma Stone is currently starring as which Disney villain in their latest film?
No idea.
Cruella de Vil. You've seen that big Cruella movie? Massive at the moment. Probably not your brand, just listening to you. I get it, man.
No.
All right, let's get into number two. What's the brand of Rihanna's beauty products? And this is multiple choice for you. Is it A, L'Oreal, B, Fenty, or C, Big Barbados Coconuts?
Beauty.
What? That's
not an option. Nah, sorry, Rob.
None of them. All right, number three, okay? Get ready for this one. Which former Aussie politician was honoured with a Barbie doll made in their image? Just recently.
No idea.
That's Julie Bishop, man.
So none right.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's all right. People have won on that before, Rob. Hold
absolutely
the line.
Absolutely possible.
Let's go to Lisa in Warners Bay this morning. She had a crack at this a few weeks ago. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, good, thank you. Did you win last time you came on?
Yes, I did.
Oh, look, so you're defending your crown. I like that.
What a queen.
I'm on my way home from work and he's going to work.
Oh, good, good. Hey, Lisa. All you need is one correct answer this morning and you win the pass. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Question number one. How many rings are in the Aldi logo?
How many what?
How many rings are in the Aldi logo? Not the Aldi shopping centre. Is it Aldi?
And no, it's Aldi.
Aldi car.
The car brand.
You know the rings?
How many?
Three.
No.
Incorrect. Four. Question number two. What is a tag pole used for?
What's a what?
A tag pole.
Fishing.
Yeah, you win.
You're in the right area.
Our answer was pretty specific, let's be honest. Tagging game fish and sharks.
Nobody's getting that. Good job, Lisa. Two times a winner. Love it. Good job.
Oh, winners are good as our day.
Have you been to Snowtime in the Valley before, Lisa?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you're going to absolutely love it.
Have you seen snow before, Lisa?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're about to. Enjoy.
Tick them both off.
I know, right? I mean, Lisa sounds like she's absolutely thrilled with the whole situation. I couldn't understand a lot of what she was saying,
I think
to be
she
fair,
was just so
the phone
excited.
Line was, yeah. You know, a bit buzzy. But she was a real... I love Lisa.
Me too. Exciting. Up next, Crevo. You yesterday, right, Lizzie? I left my Facebook open. Oh. I left the room for like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Crevo's not usually the snooping type, but yesterday he snooped right through my Facebook.
I didn't snoop right through it. I glanced across and I could not help but
what?
To
surprised,
see.
What? Surprised, really?
I could not help but to see.
You usually respect privacy.
Can I just say, it is an issue around here because we have many computers.
But you leave all of your... You're the number one culprit leave your
every
shit
time I get
open,
on a computer, Crevo's is open. But there I don't go through your stuff. It's one of those things where you're like, I really know I shouldn't and my conscience just takes the better of me, so I don't.
Oh, you're, at all. You're,
log
that's
out.
Good. You're a saint.
You but found out some interesting
across,
information.
I looked across and I couldn't believe what I was seeing because there were a number of vintage cars that had been recently searched.
Interesting.
Now,
Maddie. Okay.
I know, Maddie, you have been loosely talking about purchasing a vehicle, car for yourself, because you're not a car owner at this point. But these cars you are looking at,
I thought you were more of a golf kind of...
Yeah, like a Volkswagen Golf in black. That's what I imagine. These are totally different. Like,
for the character.
Well, absolutely. You're not going to believe some of the cars Maddie's been looking at.
Very interesting.
Crazy.
I'm guessing you're going to tell us next.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
6:21 and UFM, good morning. This is 105.3 and UFM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo, minus J plus Lizzie Crevo. I've got a brand new nickname for you, Millionaire Mark. No more. You're a bloody snoop. That's what you are.
Look, you say snoot, but all I did was glance across at your screen the other day when you'd left the room.
You also, can I just say on that point, you forgot to mention that you did message, I think, Lizzie from my account.
Oh, that's a step.
On my Facebook. Yeah, you did. Oh, yeah, remember that?
No,
yeah.
No, I don't. But hey, I did that. Look, what I noticed, though, is that you've been searching for some unusual cars. Now, it's no secret that you've been thinking about getting a car. I would suggest something like a 90s or like early 2000s Camry, $2,000, not going to break. And if you ding it at the shopping center, no big deal, right? You have like a little bit, I always thought, higher opinion of what you should get. And you know, you've talked about like...
That is true. No, Maddie likes the nice things, you know.
I just can't afford them.
A Volkswagen Golf you brought up, Lizzie, as
you
mentioned
that.
Yeah,
because I think that was mentioned around the office when you're talking about it, a Volkswagen Golf.
Yeah,
do you have your mind on that?
No. So, look, my dream car is a Range Rover Evoque. Land Rover, if you're listening, happy to work with you for some sort of agreement.
120 grand minimum, right?
I love Land Rover.
Aren't they the ones that the royalty drive in dark green?
Yeah, exactly.
The Evoques,
Very nice.
Awesome car. No arguments there. So, but out of budget, right?
Out of budget. And Crevo always like brings me back down to earth, Lizzie. So he'll send me links to really ugly, horrible cars I wouldn't be caught dead in. I'd rather walk and catch trains.
Now, the cars that you picked here, though, real surprise from you. Now, Lizzie, you see if any of these you think match Maddie's personality, because these things just shocked me. All right, I'm going to start with a 1991 Chevy Camaro in pearlescent white.
Okay, I'm going to be real with you. I'm not a car girl, so I do not know what we're...
All right, so what we're looking at here is an old school muscle V8 from the 90s, little bit boxy, two-door. Like low-line headlights, very fast car.
But it's something to look at?
Weird, I would say.
Weird.
Think about like what might have been sexy in the 80s. Very boxy, you know, very noisy, very plasticky inside.
Hey, if I was in, say I was in radio in the 80s and that's when they got lots of money.
Yeah.
That's what I would have bought.
That's what you would have bought.
There's something 100%. Glamorous about it. Old school glamorous. That's why I
like
look that up.
Like a boxy kind of two-door like that? No.
No. Okay. Like a fast car.
Oh, okay. All right.
Beautiful, sexy vehicle.
I think it is quite sexy.
That's a lot older than the one you picked.
Yeah, this that's true.
We're talking 1991.
Okay.
So really not so cool as that. This thing had driven as well 151,000 Ks. And
been around the block.
Priced at $22,000 because they're a bit collectible in a weird way.
Well, I've been listening to you and Jade go on for so long about, like, you know, getting a car that retains its value. And I thought, wow, you pay a bit more, it's only going to be worth more, right?
Yeah. Oh, that is true. It's a pretty car, but it's not that practical.
Now, I think you might have been listening to American Pie because we have another...
That's a no for that one.
Another Chevy has come up.
Another Chevy.
Right? This one, 1957 Chevy Bel Air. Now, that is a cool-looking car, but I did not pick this for you. We're talking all chrome, cherry red,
it reminds
white
me
top.
Of Elvis Presley or
exactly
something.
Exactly right.
That's where my mind goes.
That's the car Elvis would have driven for $49,800.
I can't afford that.
Where are you getting his money?
So, Jackson always talks about like getting a really cool pickup truck. So I went down that rabbit hole.
Okay, this was still a sedan though. This one, ultimate in weirdness. We're talking a dirty grey from 1982. Not a cool era, by the way. a Ford Fairmont Gia. This has done almost 100,000 kilometres, priced at $68,000.
I like a big long car.
That is expensive.
Very expensive for like a car my dad would have loaded tools into in the 80s.
Can I be honest with you with that one? Yeah. So I did see that car and I thought, oh man, like that's a $2,000 car.
Yeah.
So I clicked on it and then realised, no, not $2,000.
I'm just looking up photos now. It doesn't really look like a $70,000 car.
All the sort of car Maddie would want. Look at that thing. Look at it. What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's big.
You said you want a long car.
Yeah.
You, just the look of it?
I just like a long car. I don't know.
Do you know how impractical long cars are in car parks?
I don't need your negativity, Lizzie. And I'll tell you what, I've also been looking into buying a caravan.
There's lots of caravans on there as well. Old photos of like 80s
secondhand caravans.
Through Gumtree. Also about 15, 20 grand. I was like, where are you getting all this?
I should get the car first.
Are you low-key rich, Maddie? What's going on?
I love it. Thank you, Crevo. News time up next to New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Guys, I saw this story yesterday, the Sydney Morning Herald, and pretty, like, I'm going to put my serious hat on here for a minute because this is really shocking. Mm-hmm. So I'll just read out the headline and we'll get into more of the details in a minute. But basically, the boys at a Northern Beaches, this is down in Sydney, Anglican school, were told to choose the qualities they looked for in a girl from a list that allocated different points to different things.
A point system to rate a girl.
Exactly. Kind of like they were gamifying the whole situation. And some of the things that they, like, allocated the points to, quite disgusting in my eyes.
Oh, every time I hear a story like this, it's just, like, I don't know why I'm surprised each time that this is happening, but, man, what the hell?
I have a real issue with the whole, you know how people just refer to each other as, oh, she's a 6, she's a 10.
Yeah.
Guys do that a lot, and I grew up around it a lot. In private schools, I'd be like, oh, she's a 4, you can go a 10, and refer to people as numbers, and I have an issue with that. Like, I just doesn't sit well with me at all. Like,
it is awful. You're right, Lizzie. And some of the stuff that they were allocating points to, I'm just going to give, like, two examples here to give you a taste of how absolutely filthy this is. A list that allocated more points for virginity, looks, and strong Christian values. Some of the stuff in here is unbelievable. Now, the teacher has been put on, like, has been suspended, basically.
So it was a teacher
it
that...
It was a teacher.
Okay.
And
so, yeah, that was my next question. Was it in a particular class or...
Yeah, it was. It was a Christian studies exercise.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I'm going to talk more about this in a minute because it has really upset me, like, thinking about this. And I think, you know, this is a bigger discussion we need to have.
Excellent. We'll do it after Jesse J. Domino at 105.3 New FM. 6:43. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. Jesse J. Domino right there. This is 105.3 New FM. Now, Crevo, this is something that every parent should hear right now.
I could not believe what I was reading yesterday. This is really, it's like actually shocked me. I had to take a good 5-10 minutes just processing this story after I read it. Like, what the hell is going on, right? Because these boys in year 10, they were it's a co-ed school called St. Luke's Grammar School, and they were separated, the boys and the girls, for this one class, right? It was a Christian
study. Like religious studies, right?
Christian studies exercise. Now, the boys were put in this class, and they were basically told to allocate a system of points to basically prospective girls that they may be interested in. Now, some of the points, first of all, that whole thing is a terrible idea.
Yeah, like, I hate it.
The whole concept of allocating points to someone based on a very superficial traits is the kind of disgusting behaviour that just, like, it breeds a bad system or way people should be looking at other people. You should look at someone and meet them and judge them based on, you know, the feeling that they give you and what they say to you and the way they act.
Their character, but, you know, I've been around it and I'm not surprised. But when I first saw that story, I assumed it was a private boys' school.
Yeah.
Not that they actually separated the co-ed class and spoke to the boys like that. Year 10s.
Now,
these kids are 15 years old.
Very impressionable.
Yeah.
at that age in some ways.
Look how this kind of thing sets them up for life. I mean, it's such an important time in a teenager's life. They are so impressionable.
Yeah.
They're hearing that from their role models and the people that they're meant to be following as an example in life. It's awful.
And then it's the boys' club, and then that's how you see women after high school.
Absolutely.
You know?
Really terrible. Now, so I'll just give you a bit more information on the system that they had, I guess,
that one allocated. Teacher had
this
come
one,
up with.
This yeah. one teacher had come up with, right? They should allocate up to 25 points, and the qualities worth 6 points, the most valuable category, right, in this exercise, included popularity, good-looking/attractiveness, strong Christian values, conservativeness, a virgin, and trustworthy.
I don't even know why this is covered in a religious class.
Do you know what? It's actually the height of hypocrisy. Mm. This is ridiculous. I have a real problem. I don't know. I guess I just see Anglican schools, religious schooling, private schooling as a huge issue in society. Now, I know that people are, open to, sending their kids to whatever school they want to, but I think when you deviate from a set curriculum and a set of facts that you should be that our kids should be receiving in schools, I think this is where things in life can go so wrong.
I mean, I went to a private Catholic high school and I grew up in a pocket of all these people thinking they're elite, and we had to do religion through high school, but it was more of a history thing.
But here's like a rogue teacher, right?
Yeah.
That's really just sullied the name of this school, which I'm sure overall has a good reputation.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this is what happens.
That's right. And the head of the school has basically suspended this teacher for now and, basically said that this is wrong. But still, the fact that it was allowed to happen, and just to give you some context, I've talked about like what those 6 point characteristics were. 1 point, the lowest amount of points, were allocated to things like generousness, adventurousness, similar belief, and cares for the world. Now, doesn't that
very
just
unimportant
say,
things?
Doesn't that just say everything that virginity is worth 6 points and cares for the world is worth 1? Are you kidding me?
And that's a double standard for the boys. They don't have to abide by that, you know?
Exactly right. This is so absurd that this has happened. And hey, I'm glad the headmaster has called out the teacher and suspended them. Mm. But the fact that it was allowed to happen, just to me, makes me really upset that this is the sort of thing that is being taught to some, fairly impressionable young people.
This
in our
is
society.
What we're teaching our kids about gender roles in 2021.
Mm.
Like, really,
you
zero
would think things
respect.
Have progressed.
Man, and I say to these people, imagine if it was your own daughter. Like, if you're listening to this right now, and you think, whatever, maybe, like, you're justifying it in your own mind.
Or think the school I send my kids fine.
Think about if this happened to your daughter and you heard that your daughter had a number put on her.
Mm.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Man, good stuff. Thank you, Krivo. What's the goss up next with you, Lizzie?
Yeah, Rebel Wilson. She's stunning in a new oh my God, guys, look, I'm warming up. After pay campaign, she's looking fabulous and people are talking about it, so I'm going to show you.
Okay, we'll do it next at New FM. It's 6:52. Good morning. Amy Shah, Keith Urban, Love Songs Aim for Us at 105.3 New FM. It's 7 o'clock. It's time for What's the Goss with Lizzie.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Alrighty, this morning we're talking about Rebel Wilson, so hear me out. I was watching a YouTube video yesterday. You know how the mid-roll ads come through?
Yeah.
I was stunned. For a second I was like, is that her? She looks amazing, and I'm not the only person talking about it. We're going to roll the Afterpay campaign happening at the moment.
Okay, let's hear it.
Cash credit or Afterpay?
What's Afterpay?
Well, it's kind of like having the abs now, but getting 6 weeks to do the sit-ups. If credit cards and cash had a baby who could pay over time without ever paying interest. If you could eat the whole tub of ice cream and spread the calories over 6 weeks.
Don't you judge us. I've seen what you lick and it's way worse than this.
So she's looking amazing. If you actually see it, she's incredible.
Yet again, typecast now is the girl that's lost weight.
Well,
yeah. First it was the fat, funny friend, and now it's...
I don't even like talking about weight loss, but, you know, she's very open with it. She shares it on social media. In the past year, she's lost 30 kilos.
Oh, good for her. I like that's Rebel huge. Wilson. I think she's done a great job. Great career as well.
Yeah.
I was just saying to Lizzie off Air Creeper, I feel bad for Rebel Wilson because she was really typecast in Hollywood. And I think she was.
Yeah.
I think as an actress, that must have been so hard for her to lose the weight because in a lot of...
Look, this sounds horrible, but
in a lot of... The harsh reality is Hollywood is so brutal and she was typecast as that role, unfortunately. So she's kind of losing her security blanket now.
Some people in Hollywood, they really depend on their look. It's like who they are. Drew Carey comes to mind because
great example.
He got rid of his glasses. Gone. He's written his own career.
I feel like she's gotten to the age of 40. She's looking after her health and she's set herself up enough. You know what, you're right. In terms of money, property, she's got it all and she's just looking after herself. She credits moderate walking for all the weight loss, not even fast-paced walking. So
just moderate-paced walking.
Did she have some sort of agreement with Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers at some point as well? I'm pretty sure she might have been with Weight Watchers.
Potentially.
I don't remember that, so if they did that, not a good ad campaign. Hasn't worked, but none of us remember.
I tell you what, Rebel Wilson, she pops up on the weirdest things sometimes.
Exactly.
Who would Afterpay going, look, let's turn Rebel Wilson into an advertising campaign on her weight loss.
But it's gotten people talking. So
yeah, we're talking about it. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's true. Like that show Pooch Perfect she hosted as well.
Oh,
how
yeah.
random.
Renewed for how many seasons? I'm not sure it's a big success, but she signed with it, right?
And we love you, Rebel.
We do love it. I think she's great. She looks great, and I'm sure she's feeling great as well, which is more important.
Yeah.
Guys, up next, we are chatting to Danny from Big Brother. He's been the big player this season, guys. He was my favourite character on the show. Totally blindsided last night. Kicked off the show. Gone. Man, people are upset about this. We're going to chat to Danny from Big Brother. Kicked off the show last night. Next at UFM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Betty and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
I was like, yes.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This three is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Now. Hey, guys, we are chatting to the Tinder doctor after 8 o'clock this morning, which we're very excited about. Do you need help with your dating profile? Crevo, I know you've been in a relationship for a long time. A lot of people have dating profiles, whether it's Tinder, Plenty of Fish, might have some questions about the content of their dating profile. We're going to try and help you, I guess, tidy up your profile and try and get you more matches. If you do have a question for the Tinder doctor, you can hit us up on Facebook right now. There's a meme up there. Send us a DM and we'll get you on the air with her after 8 o'clock, though. Danny from Big Brother up next, though, guys. Kicked off the show last night.
Obviously, it was a huge night of Big Brother last night. You're a big fan, right? You've been watching this whole thing from the start. But he has been a massive player in the series.
The character.
And to see him gone, a lot of people shocked, I think. So it'd be interesting to get some insights about how the whole thing played out behind the scenes. And we're going to get him on the air in just a minute.
Yeah, well, we'll do it after Jonas Blue Rise at New FM. It's 7:13. Good morning. Jonas Blue Rise on 105.3 New FM. Thursday morning is here, 7:16 right now, 14 on the coast. Overcast today, heading for a top of 20 degrees today, guys. Danny from Big Brother kicked off the show last night. We can't believe it.
Think you know my game. Think again.
Danny, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Going well,
really,
man.
Well, we're all in a bit of shock, really, after what's happened last night. Obviously, being pre-recorded, you're a bit ahead of the game for this. But what was going on behind the scenes in the moments before it all happened?
I knew that I was going home. I think when you get down to five plays and you've started the game for 62 days, and I think I was on 24/7 for 62 days. I knew that my time was numbered and I was going to cop a bullet straight through the head, which I did.
Man, I knew Ari. You couldn't trust him, could you? He's played you all in that house. I can't believe he was the one that bloody got you out. It was really pissed me off, actually. mate, tell me, you got out last night. Obviously not last night, but what did you do when you got out on the first night? Did you have a drink? What was the first drink? What was the first meal you had?
No, I don't drink alcohol. So that's one thing I don't do.
You could have had a Coca-Cola, Danny. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I rang my kids.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how long I'd lasted in the house. And I was pretty wired, to be honest. I don't think I had much sleep. So it was very intense in there. And I think viewers at home sitting watching really have no comprehension that it truly is. You know, you are mic'd up 24/7. You are video 24/7. There's no stimulation but gameplay. And intensity, paranoia, it was tough in there, but it was good.
Danny, I don't know how you haven't walked away without trust issues. If I was on that show, I don't know who I could trust coming out of it.
Well, I've been through two divorces, so I've already got those.
Maybe you're already
looking for a third if there's any suckers out there.
That's why you were so good at it, maybe, Danny.
You got a great story, Danny. I know you're in a rush this morning. Great on the show. Thanks so much, man. And, of course, your book is still available. I gave you a plug last time. I'll give you another one. The Million Dollar Bogan. It's a great,
love
it's
it.
A great
what a title.
Story. Can you send me a copy, Danny? I'd love to read it.
No worries.
No, buy it. Buy it. He says.
No. No.
Yeah, thanks, Danny.
You get Enjoy. No free books, Maddie. Nothing for you.
You tried.
It was worth a red hot crack.
Do you know what I like about Danny? He had a year 10 education and he's made like a really good life for himself.
Yeah.
Hasn't he?
You know, killed it on the show. I can't believe he got kicked off by Ari. But hey, that's life, isn't it?
He was one of your favourites.
He was.
All the twists and turns of it. Next, guys, yesterday we talked a little bit about a person who had contacted me through Facebook Marketplace for something I was selling, and we have dubbed this person Nye the Facebook Marketplace Angel. Reason for that is they're trying to convince me to increase the price of something I'm selling, saying that I'm selling it too cheap. there's a bit of an update with this. They've sent me some voice memos.
That's the next level, isn't it?
We're going to play them out on the show next and hear out all about this Marketplace Angel.
7:19, good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
13 degrees out at the bay right now. This is 105.3 New FM. Crevo, of course, you are Newcastle's most famous Facebook Marketplace seller. You've got a very interesting situation unfolding, though. Of course, Newcastle's most famous Facebook Marketplace seller.
You build that up like crazy.
He was a mad Facebook Marketplace. She knew every item you had.
It's a side hustle.
She said you're a little bit overpriced, to be honest.
Yeah.
You say side hustle, I say that's what makes you a millionaire.
Main hustle. I wish. Hey, look, this is an interesting story, though. So a couple days ago, I put up for sale some power tools, like battery power tools.
Yeah.
Now, these are not some Lux Milwaukee or Makita ones. These are like the ones from Aldi that come in a pack, you know,
but you
the whole
pick them
lot.
Up on the side of the street, clean
no,
them up.
No, I bought them for a little bit and then I'm selling them for a bit more. Okay.
So you did use them originally?
No, I just bought them to sell.
From Aldi?
No, I bought them like someone was selling them for cheap and I bought them and then, flipping them, right? Anyway, let's not get bogged down on those details. They're not worth that much though.
Mm-hmm.
Like brand new, they were maybe $250, $300 tops.
They do the job.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty simple for someone at home. I thought $100, fair price, one third of the original value. They're in good nick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I put them up and I got this message from someone called Nye. Now, we talked about this yesterday on the show because she was like basically saying, you've got to increase your price to $150. They're too cheap. And I was like, sorry, someone's already like looking to buy pending pickup.
Way
already,
to flip expectations, because usually on Facebook Marketplace,
different
and you would
story.
Know, you would have people bartering you down constantly.
Yeah, exactly right. But
she, how refreshing.
I've dubbed her the Marketplace Angel because essentially she was trying to get me to increase my profit. Bit weird, right? She then started giving me some reasons as to why I should increase it. And then I was like, sorry, it's sort of already done. She got a bit more desperate and started sending audio messages of why I need to do this. Here's a bit of an intro from her as to why I'm selling too cheaply.
Like, honestly, I don't think you should sell these tools for this. I can never say the saw, the represent, the saw, the one that takes the blade. Like, what? They go from, like, what, 100 to 2, and then add your batteries that are sold separately.
Reciprocating saw.
That was what she was trying to say. Right now...
you just gave up.
As
the saw with the blade.
the saw with the blade. Exactly
very
right.
Very nice of her.
It is very nice. Yeah. She's trying to get me to get a bit more profit.
But she's now, not looking to buy it. No, she's just... The marketplace watchdog.
Angel, exactly right. Okay. Now, at this point, I sort of said, look, the price, I'm already happy with the price, you know. She then started trying to convince me to change the price even more with some of her past success.
I personally think you should up your price, definitely. You haven't had it up for that long and it's sold. I let someone know the other day about their clams. She had them up for 50. Thank God she listened to me. She ended up getting an extra $300.
I heard clams there.
Clamps, I think, is what she meant, though.
She's selling... Is people selling clams on Facebook Marketplace?
I don't know.
What the hell? Yeah,
you can buy anything there, right? So she's already given her past successes as to why I should increase my price. And then, out of nowhere, like 10 minutes later, she remembers how to say reciprocating saw. And this is what happens next.
Reciprocating saw, that's it. Like, honestly, you could sell that by itself for $60. Your other saw there would easily sell for 50. Like, they're in pretty good damn condition, eh? Sorry, I haven't slept all night. I'm in the middle of posting myself. But I'm kind of begging you to please put your price up for yourself.
Can I just ask, what is in it for Nye?
Absolutely nothing.
But why is she so passionate? Why is she sending you audio messages?
I think Nye needs to get a life.
Nye, all I can say... is the marketplace angel of Australia trying to help people all over the country increase their prices
she's
and get what it's
selling
worth.
The same item and she's trying to like freeze
you,
out
yeah.
so she can sell hers.
I reckon
that is a possible angle, yeah. but I'm going to go with the in seeing the good in people and say she's an angel helping
Isn't that
people
fascinating
all that- over the country. Oh.
What is wrong with people? Who sends that to somebody they've never met before?
I gotta say, receiving a voice message from someone you don't know, it's daunting. You don't even want to press play.
I didn't want to yesterday, but I'm glad I did. Yeah.
Is she waiting outside, like, right now? Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but hey, as long as she's helping people, good on her, I guess.
Hey, guys, up next, we're playing Birthday Lotto. $475 up for grabs.
Yeah, that's coming up before 8 o'clock this morning. News time with Maddie up next.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Of course, guys, last week we were following the closure of the community pantry at Awava Park near Hamilton train station. Now, we did speak to the council and they were looking at other options that, you know, maybe moving it. Interesting in Maddie's news there, though, they are doing a very special community picnic, guys, which I'm so excited about. They're encouraging everyone to come down to the park to have, you know, some lunch together, share some food, bring your instruments, bring your chairs. It's so good.
Community
it's happening.
Is so important. Just
it
quickly.
Is.
Yeah.
It really is happening next Wednesday at 4 p.m. So go down, share some food, have a chat to these people. It's going to be great. I'm going to go down.
I think part of the idea and what's so good about something like that is they want that park has had some reputation of some sort in the past. Let's remove that stigma and
everyone
just make
come
it a,
together.
Yeah,
have
make
a good
it
time.
A good little, you know, public space that people use and enjoy.
Absolutely. Now, so next Wednesday at 4 p.m, head on down there. Up next, guys, though, interesting chat yesterday. I heard an ad on air. and it was for the organisation called Dial Before You Dig. Now, you might not know exactly what Dial Before You Dig do, but it's very, I think it's all in the title, really.
I didn't know until you explained.
Basically, you might see the signs, right? They don't necessarily advertise, but they're generally on telegraph poles, right? Mm-hmm. And basically, the purpose of the company Dial Before You Dig is you need to call them before you dig holes in public spaces because, of course, there's lots of cabling and gas lines and pipes underneath the earth, right? So it's important that you contact them because if you hit one of those, of course, terrible. Trouble.
So you dial before you dig a hole.
It really sparked a memory I had from when I was 18. So one of my teenage friends, Beck, right? I don't speak to her anymore, thank God. I don't think she listens to this show. But Beck never had a job. Beck was that person in the group that just was always unemployed after school, getting drunk during the week, just no responsibility
living
in life.
Living the party life, yeah.
Absolutely right. Now, one day, Beck came out of the woodwork and said, "Guys, I finally have a job." And we were all like, "Wow, Beck, that's amazing." Like, it was
awesome.
It was such a shock to us. We were floored by it, right? And she said, we go, "Where are you working?" She goes, "Oh, I'm actually working for the company Dial Before You Dig." Now, it's so random and left of centre that you're left with no other option but to believe the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is back in Sydney. I made some inquiries back in the day. I called the Dial Before You Dig office.
Of course you did, Maddie.
And we're based in Adelaide. No,
there
Sydney
was no
office.
Possible chance.
She's just total lie. Just pretending Beck, she worked there.
I'm assuming Beck had no interest beforehand about the ground or holes in general.
I mean, I'm sure she hit the ground a few times after a few drinks, but like, that's it.
That's a bit rude.
But what a random thing to do, lie about, like
it
where
is
she
weird.
Worked.
It's almost like you put her in a place of panic. And she just had to come up with something.
What do you do? I'm a call center operator at Dial Before You Dig. Oh, that's good. That's a great career choice there, Becca.
She definitely just saw a sign.
Well, we thought we'd do next, right? I think this is a thing. Mm-hmm. 13-09, what job did you pretend to have?
Now,
good one.
This is interesting. I will get into it more in a minute, but I actually pretended to have a very specific job when I was at university.
Crevo, I didn't think you were the kind of person that would lie about something like that.
I pretended when I was at the university studying to work at the university.
Details next. 13-09, though, did you lie about the job you had? I will take your calls after Glass Animals, Heat Waves, and New FM. Good morning. Glass Animals, Heat Waves at 105.3 New FM, 7:48, overcast day today. Possible thunderstorms later this afternoon in the Upper Hunter, heading for a top of 19 degrees around the lake today. And guys, 13-09 this morning, we are asking you, what job did you pretend to have?
Shade, Maddie and Crevo.
Or maybe you were the one that was lied to about a friend. Mm. Weird, my friend
got
said that
out.
She worked at Dial Before You Dig, lived in Sydney, said, I called them up and I was like, hey, where are you located? Adelaide. Clearly didn't work there. Total weird lie, but hey, people do it and it happens.
I love how determined you were to call her out on her lie, though. You called them directly. She didn't work there. You got her.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just had to go out to the telegraph pole and look at the sign to get their number.
Very easy. Phone them up. Should we go to the phone?
Yeah, let's do it. New FM, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Luke.
Hey, Luke, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, man. Did you pretend to have a job or was it someone you knew?
Yeah, nah, it's weird with me. Okay, so I pretended, like, because I got a new job.
Yeah.
And I pretended, like, because everyone was giving me crap about it, so I just pretended I got the manager spot.
You went straight for the top.
Yeah.
What kind of industry do you work in, Luke?
Car wash.
Oh, a car wash. Okay.
Oh. Your mates have taken the mickey out of you. And you're like...
You want to know the funniest thing?
Yeah, tell us.
Now, the boss texted me last night, I'm on a trial to be the manager.
Oh, man, that is called manifestation right there.
I love that.
Man, that is so good. Like, how long have you kept up the lie for, though, that you're the manager?
I've only been here 3 weeks, so.
you honestly talked it into manifestation, into fruition.
Man, you must be pretty good for 3 weeks.
Straight to the manager's job.
Wow.
Are you pulling the wool over our eyes right now? And you're actually never going to be manager.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what? This will really seal the deal for you. What's the car wash you work at? Give him a plug for your boss.
Gateshead car wash.
There we go.
There we go. Gateshead car wash.
My car does need a wash. She's dirty.
Get out there.
You
might get a good really job, good Luke. Deal.
What a legend. Now, you were saying before that you lied in uni. Yeah. And you said that you worked at the uni, even though you were a student. Two very different things.
Yeah, that's right. So it was my first year, towards the end of my first year, and I had met this guy who was an exchange student from India, right? Mm-hmm. And this guy, Srinath, and basically we became really good friends, and then I decided to go on a trip to India. I flew over there, and he said, like, he'd gone back to India at this point, right? Yeah. And he said, look, what you should do is I'm going to be in uni when you come over, not on holidays. But right. What you should do is pretend to work at the uni you go to. So in the one in Australia.
Yeah.
There's a conference. I can get you a speaking gig at the conference.
Oh, no, Crevo. You went through with
it. We'll put you up with, like, fancy meals, a hotel. Like, we'll get you on the big stage to do a big speech.
Surely they do a background check.
Not at all.
What did you speak about?
Like, development economics. I was ushered in. I did, like, a quick Google the night before, wrote myself a little speech. I was ushered in on a big stage.
Oh, man. So,
talk.
Question.
Yeah.
Was there, like, a little holding area for all of the university teacher speakers.
Yeah, like,
so you're like, were you mingling with the other teachers?
Exactly.
Oh, man, so that's funny.
I was probably, 19? We're totally out of place with all these professors.
You in that loose-fitting suit that I've seen pictures of?
It was very funny.
New FM, good morning. What job did you present at?
Hello.
Hi, hey. Who's this?
Hey, sorry, this is Gabby from Dowie.
Hey, Gabby.
Hey, it was actually my partner at the time, his friend. It was a really weird one. Like, you know, suddenly she moved to Canberra and she was like, yeah, I just got a lawyer job in Canberra. Whenever you asked her about the cases, you know, she'd be really vague and kind of confused. And you're like, really? Did you really get a lawyer job in Canberra? It turns out she was working for ASIO and she needed a cover.
Oh, that's the ultimate in pretending to have a job. I love that. That's really cool.
That's amazing. I mean, not too far off, really.
I guess so.
That's a pretty high-up job to lie about having, though.
No, but that's the job that you have to have a lie or cover working at ASIO, isn't it?
True.
I love that.
Interesting.
Great story, Gabby.
Thanks Gabby. Appreciate it. Oh, well, there you go. Wow, interesting stories, guys.
I can say I've run into a fair few army boys that pretend they're carpenters.
Oh, that's really?
Yeah, that's their cover.
Why, though?
Carpenter.
I don't know. And every time the story changes, and I was like, what is your actual job? From carpenter to teacher. And turns out, you know, they have to lie. They have to lie. So they have to come up with the cover.
Very interesting.
Guys, birthday lotto is up next. Worth $475 today. All you need is a birthday to play, Crevo. We are looking for which month today?
August. If you're born in August, this is your big chance. 13:10:09.
And big shout out to all you carpenters. Good morning. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo, minus Jade, Lizzie filling in. It's time for birthday lotto free money today worth $475.
This is
uh-oh.
The No-Go's.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
Birthday.
Oh, Lizzie, early starter, doll. Come
too
on.
I'm excited.
Have
you
another
love
coffee.
Giving away money, don't you?
I love it. You know, it makes people's day.
You hear free money, everyone's just like, what?
$475 bucks. That's a good weekend.
It is, really.
Yeah, a great weekend.
We got Kristen. We called August, right? August babies for $475 bucks. We got Kristen on the phone. You're not at work studying nursing at home.
Hello, Kristen. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. You're very quiet. Are your kids asleep right now?
No, they're downstairs.
Oh, good.
Okay. Make as much noise as you want.
Yeah. Ruckus.
We expect you to scream if you win, all right?
How far along are you with your nursing studying there, Kristen?
Oh, halfway through.
Oh, good stuff. Go on, how exciting. Well good for done. You. All right, let's do this. Lizzie's got the birthday balls in her hands right now, spitting them around. Balls. Here we go.
All righty. We are getting into it. And, Kristen, I hope you are born on the 30th of August.
No.
Oh, no. What was your day?
The 5th.
Oh.
Sorry, Kristen.
Quite far away.
Thank you, though. Playing again before 9 o'clock today, guys. Up next, I'm very excited about this next segment. We have joining us on the show the Tinder Doctor. Now, the Tinder Doctor, very simple, is as I said, she helps you with your Tinder profile. So a lot of people out there might not be getting the matches that they want or maybe not receiving messages. And it doesn't have to be Tinder either. Any dating profile. Basically, she kind of cleans it up for you and I guess gives you the do's and don'ts when it comes to online dating. You're single, Lizzie. I'm single. Mm-hmm. Crevo, you're a bit illiterate in this area here.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Dating is hard online, isn't it?
Oh, you know what?
Especially in Newcastle. People say it all the time, but it really is.
Exactly. Constantly deleting the app, re-downloading it, you know, getting stuck, not knowing what to do. Well, so,
how long have you been here in Newey? Like a couple of years now?
March
year and
last
a half?
Year and a half.
And like, I mean, I've been on some shocking dates. I'm sure you have as well.
Oh my gosh, I've had some shockers. Tinder
but sometimes
dates.
I think, man, am I like overselling myself too much? Other
underselling.
Times I've undersold myself. So we're going to have a chat to her next. If you have a question though about your own online dating profile that you'd like to ask the Tinder doctor this morning, this service usually goes for like $700.
Yeah, great opportunity. She is an expert.
Yeah, so get in touch if you want to ask her a question. We'll chat to her next. 131009. Good morning.
New FM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Betty and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You know, Bert Newton, I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God. Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This
three
is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on. Now.
Hey, Lizzie, I'm so glad you're here, actually, because usually on this show I'm stuck with two people that have been in long-term relationships. One's married, one's engaged. And Crevo and Jay just don't understand the gripes that I have with online dating here in Newcastle. Now, you're a single girl, fresh to town a couple of years. You know just how hard it is to find love in this city.
I'm no stranger when it comes to a dating app, let's be honest.
Are you just on Tinder?
You know what? I've tried a fair few things. Hinge is really popular now for a lot of people because it's just more about the person, not just the look.
Well, Hinge is like specifically designed to be deleted. That's another one. So basically, it's like people that have the intention of wanting a relationship. Tinder's like a little bit 50-50.
And then
like,
there's Bumble as well. But I've tried Bumble and the girl has to always reach out and then the time limit expires and you can't message them.
You get really paranoid on online dating, especially like for me, I'm only on Tinder. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a whole heap of other apps as well, but I find Tinder's pretty basic, right? But there's such a like an amount of pressure that's on your shoulders when it comes to the pictures you have, what you've got written in your description on your profile, and apparently it's so important to get this right, and it really does either you know attract or you know like put people off yeah. You know
it sounds very stressful.
It like, is like do you go funny in your bio, do you go witty, maybe show that you're smart, what your job is, like
how do you put that across?
Yeah, it's difficult. That's why people actually make money out of, you know?
I always feel like a massive flog online because like one of the first things you ask somebody is what you do for work.
Yeah.
It comes up.
Do you have this problem that you're like, oh, I work in radio? And they're like,
sometimes I don't want to talk about it because maybe they treat you a little bit, not differently, but they're like, oh, I want to talk about that the whole time.
I think it hasn't helped me. Well, this article out, which I found really interesting, this woman was having problems on Tinder, same deal, a bit confused about what should be on her profile. So she decided to conduct an experiment, and that was to send out 53 messages with one opening line. And she sort of just compiled the different responses. And the question was, hey, you, why aren't we dating already? And I think that's so direct.
Very forward.
And it was interesting seeing, like, the response she got. Most people responded really well to it.
Interesting.
What we thought we'd do next is get the Tinder doctor on. Her name is Holly from matchsmith.com. Now, this is a service that you can, enlist, pay a price, and these guys will totally overhaul your profile and guarantee you matches.
It's very interesting. The services they provide, a profile polish, matches and more. So they pretty much take over your account, do the hard work. They know what works.
Basically, a full upgrade, a tune-up of your profile.
Hey, we've got it here free this morning on the air. If you have a question for the Tinder doctor about your profile, 131009, we'll have a chat to her next, though. The Kid Leroy, without you, a new FM. Good morning. It's 14 degrees at Nobby's right now. This is 105.3 New FM. Possible thunderstorms in the Upper Hunter later this afternoon, guys. Tops of 20 on the coast today. And we've been dubbing her the Tinder Doctor. We've got Holly from Matchsmith.com on the line right now, who's going to talk to us about dating profiles and, I guess, the do's and don'ts to look out for. Yeah, if you have a question for Holly, give us a call right now, 131009. She joins us now. Good morning, Holly. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, look, thank you so much for joining us, first of all. We're so fascinated by the dating service that you provide. Can you tell us a little bit about your business, Matchsmith?
Yeah, sure. So I really help my clients with everything from perfecting their profile, what photos to choose, what bio to write, all the way to actually kind of a ghost matching and ghost swiping for them.
Interesting. I honestly think it's such an interesting job. What type of people are your clients? Like, are these professional men, women, would you say?
Yeah, I have all sorts. Definitely a lot of busy kind of executive types, male and female. And then I have, you know, older men and women as well who might just be stepping into the dating scene for the first time and need a helping hand deciding how to use the apps, what to use, that kind of thing.
Oh, good.
Now, Holly, I've been engaged for some time now and never been in that sort of Tinder world.
Okay.
So can you tell me, what is ghost matching? Because that's like, just freaks me out a little bit. What are you doing there?
Yeah, so that is my level 3, and essentially it means that they have a very bespoke service, normally for someone very busy, and I will be them on the app. So I'll get a very detailed idea of what they're looking for, and I'm able to go in and, with their guidelines, kind of match for them based on their criteria, and then do these very initial points of engagement within the apps of, you know, reaching out and sending that first message.
So you're actually running their account. Even if it's a 50-year-old man and you're talking to a girl, you're the one messaging.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I do have occasional clients like that. But generally speaking, I'm not kind of flirting for them. I tend to keep it just base level.
So but you might say, hey, how you going? And then that person is secretly talking to you, thinking it's a 50-year-old man.
Yes, but their photos are all of them rather than me. So for the most part, they're seeing who they are.
It's still a shock.
But luckily, I've never had anyone kind of discover that it's not that person on the other end.
Hey, Holly, question for you. For those people that are listening out there now that have been like a little bit shy to call up this morning, can you give us, I guess, your top do's and don'ts for your standard Tinder or Plenty of Fish profile? Like, what should we be doing and what shouldn't we be doing?
Yeah, I think, look, a big thing has got to be photos. You've got to kind of update your photos, and it doesn't have to be a professional shoot. It could just be, you know, with a smartphone, have a friend or like a selfie stick, but something that it shows the best portrait of you.
Yeah.
So not always group shots, you know, with a cocktail in your hand, not blurry shots from you traveling somewhere. They should be showing you maybe kind of like a LinkedIn photo, but a bit less professional.
Yeah, right. Interesting. That's a good one. Now, do you find is the number one mistake that people make when setting up a profile on Tinder?
I think it's going in and having very high expectations straight away. There are a lot of people on those apps, so you will get things like I call app fatigue. You will swipe for a while and maybe feel disheartened, but you do have to stick with it, and there are some great matches out there.
I feel like on Tinder as well, you just get a melting pot of different people looking for very different things. So, I mean, when you're running someone's profile for them, do you have just a one-liner that you reach out every single time, or do you change it up?
Look, I change it up and I try and make it something personal related to their bio or photos to engage them. So, yeah, I don't have a go-to opener or anything like that.
Hey, I really love go-karting. Do you? You don't sound like a big go-karter to me.
Hey, we did receive a few questions for you, Holly. One was from Ebony from Merriweather. She said, how long should you wait before asking to meet? What's an acceptable time? Because, I mean, we hear so much about, you know, chatting with people online forever. A lot of people are into it. I guess my perspective's always been there's a little bit of a security blanket there by chatting online for too long. What's a good amount of time, do you think?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think we want to avoid being pen pals unless that's really your end goal. So I would give it a solid week of matching, you know, a week to 10 days, sorry, of messaging. And if after that either side isn't keen to meet, maybe that's telling you something. But if you can engage and go to that next step, I think all of the connection will happen in person primarily.
I feel like that happens so often to me. If the conversation's dragging on for 3 weeks, it just gets dropped. You don't meet them. It's too long.
Yeah, and you also start to reveal so much about yourself messaging that you lose the content for the conversation.
And even if you have chemistry, you don't know until you're in front of them, I guess.
Totally, yeah.
Now, Jessica has sent a message through. She's recently been chatting to a man with kids. She's a single girl, 10 years younger than him. How do you approach the subject of kids with an older man? Do you have much experience with your clients in that department?
Look, I think I have definitely older male clients who are looking, you know, for a new relationship. Mm. And many of them are open right up front about, I do want kids, or I'm closed off to that option now. I've had my kids, or I'm not interested. Yeah. Mm. So I think it's an early on conversation. I don't think it has to be super in depth. It doesn't have to be, I want to have kids with you. But just getting on that same level straight away, especially if you're keen to have children soon, so you really don't waste your time.
Yeah, good advice. We've got Heath on the line. Now, Heath is an older man in his 50s. He isn't on Tinder, but he's on Plenty of Fish, and he's having problems with matching with women. He joins us now. Hey, Heath, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. You're on with Holly, the Tinder doctor, right now. Can you please ask her your question?
Hello, Holly. I've been told I'm too honest and old-fashioned. What's wrong with being honest?
Do you find that a lot of people, Holly, talking about, like, you know, he's too honest and direct? Do you think you have to be a little bit controlled in your conversation at the start?
Yeah, I think you have to be aware that everyone wants to be their most truest self on the app and think the person for you will like you just as you are, which is true to some extent. But in that early courting phase, I think be a little bit more reserved, depending on what you're trying to, you know, open up the conversation to, maybe too soon.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh, there you go. Well, he actually asked you out off the air, Lizzie. Oh, Heath. I think he likes a younger woman. Hey, just
flattered, Heath.
Last question for you, Holly. I mean, how often should we be changing out the photos on your profile? Because a lot of the time, that's the number one thing that people complain about. Oh, you don't look like your photos. Should we be updating them,
once a week, a couple
of times a month? Like, what's your advice there?
Look, I think definitely, you know, once every couple of months. And of course, if you've had a dramatic hair change, or, you know, you've got you shaved your beard or something that really changes your look, then keep them fresh. And then everyone feels like, oh, that's them. And there's no secrecy there.
Yeah, good stuff.
Great advice.
It's been a very interesting conversation. Thank you so much for joining us, Holly. Matchsmith.com. Now, you have a level one service for $99, which is a profile polish, right? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so essentially I just go with my client through the app of their choice, their preferred dating app, and I really give it a full refresh from copy to photos to just general queries, and then they go feeling confident that they've got their best self online.
Good stuff. Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us, Holly. Much appreciated. There she is, the Tinder doctor right there. If you want to enlist Holly's services, matchsmith.com. It's worth a look. It's interesting stuff, guys.
What a job.
Yeah, absolutely. 8:29 at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
Oh, Maddie, we've got some gremlins in the system this morning. I don't know what's happening. Give us your top two sports stories.
Yeah, look, all right. The Knights are keen on re-signing local junior Brody Jones.
Oh, exciting stuff. Right. Yeah, excellent.
Yep. And in football, the Euro 2020, Sweden, the top Group E, following a 3-2 win over Poland. France, Portugal and Germany, they're all moved on to the last 16 as well.
The weather today, guys, possible thunderstorm in the Upper Hunter today, medium chance in the Lower Hunter. 19 degrees atop out at the bay.
And right now it's 14 degrees on the coast and 12 in the valley.
You've got to make two.
On Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. 105 commercial free is up next with Maddie. Lizzie, what's on the way?
Well, we got the new one from Dua Lipa.
We're good.
No, it's not we're good. It's actually new stuff.
Oh, nice.
Love Again. Quite new a disco stuff. Vibe. She performed at the Brits, very hyped up at the moment. And then we got Joel Corey and Emily Kay.
We love this song.
The song of the summer.
It really is. Still gets me hyped
massive.
Every single time I hear it.
Okay, it's coming up after 9 o'clock, though. Crevo next, our search for Nick Kyrgios in our interview.
Yeah, that's right.
Had some new developments overnight.
This is all because Beck Madden said we couldn't get Nick Kyrgios on the show, had a real swipe at our show. And we've been on the hunt trying to get him on as an interview.
Challenge accepted, you
exactly
know.
Exactly right. And we are still looking for leads. But I've got an update from Narelle, who has been helping us through the week after we found out her nephew went to school with Nick Kyrgios.
Look, the phone is ringing right now. Maybe it's Nick Kyrgios
himself.
That would be good.
We did ask to pass our number on. Nick Kyrgios could be on the show next.
Fingers crossed.
Here
big
at New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Right now, AC/DC Thunderstruck in New FM. Good morning. AC/DC Thunderstruck on 105.3 New FM. Overcast morning today, heading for a top of 20 on the coast today, 21 in Maitland and the valley. It's 15 degrees at Nobby's right now, and our search for Nick Kyrgios continues.
And I tell you what, you know, if you indeed speak to him, I don't know if you'll land an interview or not.
Oof. Kitty got claws.
I know. Beck Madden having a swipe at us saying we got no chance of getting
it. It really breaks your heart when a friend or like someone you think likes you like turns into an...
Cuts you down.
Yeah.
But
right
we're stepping up to the challenge and we've been trying to hunt down Nick Kyrgios. I know he's a busy man, you know.
Oh,
but
very.
We've been putting out feelers to Newcastle on whether they have some kind of connection to Nick.
Yeah.
I recently tried to reach out to his current girlfriend, Chiara Passari. You know how you
exotic.
Do it.
Exotic.
Very exotic.
Passari.
How did you go? Because so we spoke to Narelle, right, and who called up and had the connection. Mm. Hadn't heard back from a nephew who went to school with him and played tennis with him. So we went into the whole, hey, we have to find other avenues. Yep. Do you have an answer for us?
Look, did it through Instagram DM because that's the way to do it these days.
Yeah.
Sent her a message, reached out, said, would love to get in touch. And we figured you're the best, you know, you're the hottest lead. Mm. You see him every day.
Probably lying in bed with him right now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Do you want to just throw out a word to him? Maybe.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Her account is private. She hasn't seen it as of yet, but we're fingers crossing. I feel like that is the hottest lead at the moment.
Yeah. And we are still throwing it out there. If you have some connection to him, 13 10 09. I've got an update from Narelle, of course, because she has been our best lead so far. Her nephew going to school with Nick, and she's got a text from her nephew who's apparently a bit like weak in getting back to people.
Mm-hmm.
But he's basically said, "Hi, Auntie. Sorry I missed your call and messages. I've been flat out at work." That's so funny you guys are on the search for him. I haven't seen or spoken to him in over 10 years. I wouldn't know what to say.
Oh, okay.
That is, I think, a dead end right
there.
That's
a dead lead, yeah.
You know what? Hey, bro, how you doing? Remember me?
Nah, because you know what's going to happen? Nick probably gets that all the time
he
with everyone.
He thinks he's after money or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, everyone
you know?
That he went to high school with is probably trying to...
Trying to get some of that Kyrgios fame. Look... I'm going to call this out, and unless somebody calls in the next, like, 10 minutes or whatever, I'm going to say, I don't think we're going to get Nick Kyrgios on the phone by
do you know
tomorrow.
What the, do you know what this says to me? Because producer Jackson isn't here this week, and he is usually, like,
the gun
at this stuff. We would make terrible radio producers.
Absolutely correct. But
I used to produce this show before I was on
too.
This show.
Obviously no good.
That's what we're saying. I kept promising the Prime Minister. I never got the Prime Minister.
You gotta lower your expectations and over deliver.
You know what
Jackson always does.
You say lower your expectations. I think I've got an idea of what we can do here, right?
What?
Nick Kyrgios, probably not gonna happen now. I'm calling it out by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I wanna do as a replacement. Now, basically I want to find somebody in Newcastle whose first name is Nick, last name starts with a K, and is also 26 years of age.
The next best thing.
The replacement Nick K. We're gonna do a search for him on tomorrow's show. So if you know somebody who's a Nick K, like, you know, word them up, right? Because we're going to try and get a Nick K, a replacement Nick Kyrgios, on the show tomorrow. Oh, the stuff. Next best thing, as close as we can get.
Just a regular bloke. That's all we can manage.
Just have a chat.
I bet you we can't find a Nick K that's 26 in Newcastle either. Hedging my bets now. Birthday Lotto up next with $475 today. All we need is one player with a birthday, which is...
October. October is the month. If you were born in that month, this is your chance. 13-10-09.
All right, we'll take your calls right now at New FM. Good morning. Marshmallow Bastille, this is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade away, Lizzie filling. Yeah. And it's been an interesting week, hasn't it? Because, of course, we live together, for those that don't know, and we've been working together.
It's a very interesting dynamic, but, you know, I'm having fun with you guys. That's very amazing. Exciting.
You know what I've found fascinating about this week? Lizzie and I don't really speak after we get on.
We don't. Well, I mean, you work in radio all day. You're kind of knackered from talking, and then you just do your own thing in the afternoon. Afternoon nap.
Yeah, Lizzie had broke the virginity yesterday, had her first afternoon nap, and yeah. Isn't it great? Welcome so to good. The life, Lizzie. So
this is The No-Go's.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, worth $475 right now. Free radio station money. All you need is a birthday to play Crevo.
That's right. And we're looking for people born in October. Time to meet our contestant. Her name is Julie. She's on the way back to work, working in community nursing. Hey, Julie, how are you?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Now, community nursing, is this like... at a hospital? Are you working in a nursing home? What's the situation?
No, I go to their houses.
Okay, oh, yeah,
personal.
Cool.
Very
yeah.
personal.
Excellent. Oh, great.
It's a rewarding job.
Yeah. Very rewarding.
What's the most interesting thing you've learnt from one of your, people that you help? Because a lot of older people, a lot of great stories.
Yeah, it's a matter of trying to keep them at home as long as we can.
Mm. Absolutely, because once they go into the homes, often can be difficult going forward from there.
Don't hang it that way, Julie. That's not how you do it. Yeah. All right, let's spin these
bossing
balls.
You around.
All right, let's go for this, Julie. Can you hear the birthday lotto wheel?
Here we go.
Here we go. Yep. Wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay, we have got...
No, Julie, the other way. Here we
Why
go.
Is okay?
You got to go the other Slow. Way.
Here we go. All right. So, Julie, let's hope you were born on the 3rd of October.
No.
Oh. You left us hanging there a second. I thought you'd won.
Sorry, Julie. Enjoy your day tomorrow. Worth $500 birthday lotto
it feels
is
so brutal.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Lizzie, it becomes a lot easier after, like, a few years, you
I'm
know?
Sure.
Yeah, you're like, you get it. Julie gets nothing. We move on. Someone else will
no
get
No use dwelling on it. Exactly, like, you don't want to make them feel
know,
worse,
I know, but I feel a bit sad. But it's all right. We're moving on.
Yep.
You don't find that sound attractive. You'd be a terrible judge on Australia's Got Talent.
Yeah, okay. Every single person, the first, five people, you'd give them all your votes straight away. You'd
too
have
empathetic.
Yeah. Too nice. I think so. For that kind of show. That's all right.
Hey, guys, 105 Commercial Free is up next with Lorde. Boys and girls onto the beaches. Oh, fresh from her. I'm loving this.
Yeah, very cool.
It's quite stripped back, you know, but sounds beautiful.
All about her voice.
Very chill. I love Lorde. Glad to see her back on the music scene. Plus, Nia is on the way. Oh, yes.
This is up there with Joel Corry, Head and Heart. Yeah. I don't get sick of it. Always gets me in a good mood.
Good stuff. Well, enjoy your afternoon, guys, and your morning. I'm getting ahead of myself.
I know, really.
I'll catch you tomorrow.
Man.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.